Listening friend, welcome to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. It's July 11th, 2014. And Jason, I'm going to do something different to begin this program. Usually I save giveaways and prize drawings and all those things for the end, but what happens is then many times I forget, or we're in the midst of maybe like an altar call or a God moment where many times have sensed that God was moving maybe through something you're saying or sharing or an illustration you're given, and then I'm convicted afterwards because then, oh, shoot, I have to announce this giveaway, and it kind of ruins, if you will, the continuity of where I felt the Spirit was working or leading. And so I'm going to do it on the front end, praying that maybe our remarks about the book of Acts and some other things that are going on with this radio ministry will then just flow smoothly. So first, let me announce that if you tuned in on Tuesday, you heard all about the Museum of Science and Industry. That program is archived, but we talked about all the wonderful things you can learn and experience when you head up to the Museum of Science and Industry. Well, because of my visit there, I convinced them to give me some passes to give away over the air. So right now, the fifth caller will get 2 free admissions into the Museum of Science and Industry, along with 2 free passes to the National Geographic Presents Earth Explores. And we talked about that on Tuesday, so that would be a great recap for you if you win these 2 tickets to go to our archive programs link at greatnewsradio.org, and you can hear all about the museum. But right now, the fifth caller, 217-367-7777, that's 217-367-7777, will get a pair of tickets to the Museum of Science and Industry, and they can be used up to, let's see, the 8th month, August 26th. So you have a month or two to use these, and we'll get them in the mail today. Now, realize that this morning's program re-airs in the evening. Sometimes people maybe aren't tuned in or don't think to call in, but at this point in the program, again, the fifth caller. And if you call in and you're the first caller, Karen might answer, Great News Radio, you're the second caller. Great News Radio, you're the third caller. So you might be the first and third and fifth caller. So keep trying, and you may win these couple tickets. So let's give those pair away in the morning, and then here's another set for the evening edition of Mark and Friends. So thanks for listening. Thanks for allowing us to be a part of your day or evening. I cherish my time with you, Jason. In fact, on Wednesday, I just felt it was one of those God-ordained moments where we talked a little about the end times and making disciples and walking faithfully this very day. Don't wait till you know what day you think the end's going to come. Live each and every day as if it could be the last day, and live in such a way that you're honoring to the Lord, that you're in His Word, that you're being led into ways to convey His good news message to all those around us. So that was Wednesday's edition of Mark and Friends, which is also archived. Don't miss out. Log on to greatnewsradio.org and have a listen. Another thing we were going to talk about on Wednesday, and I think we got on a roll about the end times, was a special gathering we're putting together this coming Thursday, the 17th. So a week from yesterday, but it'll be coming up July 17th at 6:30. We're titling the evening Understanding Israel 2014, kind of a precursor of those that desire to go to Israel with us this November, but it's open for everyone because the topics are going to include understanding the culture, the land, the customs, the traditions, the various things that have formed or been instrumental in the biblical history of the land and of Israel. And so that's going to be happening, I guess, in 7 days, July 17th, 6:30, at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. And I know, Jason, you've been putting some thoughts together in understanding Israel. You've been to Israel with me twice before. You've been reading your Bible for many years. But it's important to know a lot of the background history, so that when you read the Bible, it comes more alive to you.
Yeah, there was somebody, I believe it was in a Sunday school class I was teaching this past week, and they were talking about how faith is in some ways rooted in experience. And so there's something to say about somebody being healed, and you go and you see them and you touch them and you realize that they've been healed. They've been miraculously healed. Somebody who, I can think of one or two names right now, who had cancer and miraculously cancer was eradicated from their bodies. A miracle that they're still sitting with us and after going through so much. And so there's something about seeing those people, being able to put your hands on them, being able to hug them, that's powerful. And when you go to the land of Israel, I mean, that's your opportunity to put your feet on the ground, to be able to actually experience the weather and the sights and the smells, though they may be a little bit different. On some levels, birds were there 2,000 years ago. On some levels, stone was there 2,000 years ago. Grass, the same view and vantage point. One of the great things about Israel is that, you know, that Sea of Galilee area, in terms of the greater geography, is the same as it was then. Mountains have not moved and shifted, and there isn't huge, big cities that have grown up around there. I mean, you can see things like Jesus saw them to a certain extent. So there is an experiential quality that I think is, we'd be silly to say that it's not a faith builder. Because there is something about seeing and experiencing, tasting and touching things that helps your perception and your understanding and your ability to lean into it. Maybe just this stumbling block that you have, and it requires the physicality of Israel in order for you to be able to get beyond yourself. So I think it's really important to be able to understand those things. Now,
I'm thinking of Thomas.
Sure.
Where Jesus said, put your hands.
Yeah, you know, Jesus was real clear. Put your finger in here. Get in there. There's a hole. Get in there. Don't just see it. Don't just trust that I'm telling you I got a hole. Get your finger in there, and you're going to realize it's true. That's a great point. But this gathering, too, it's not just for people going to Israel. It's for people who maybe desire to go to Israel, maybe have been to Israel and want to just kind of revel in stories and seeing pictures again and being amongst like-minded folks. Maybe you're dreaming about going to Israel, but 2014 isn't going to work for you. By the way, when you say it's not going to work for you, I think you're being a little short-sighted, because everything works immeasurably more than you can imagine in God's kingdom and in His currency. So you set yourself to praying about that. Even if you're saying 2014, I just don't know how that's going to work, start praying about it, because God will do more than you can even imagine. Maybe you say, you know what, maybe it'll be a 2015, 2016, I don't know when, but I really want to come and just get a taste and a flavor and feel what it's like. We're going to have some snacks. We're going to have some folks come and bring some of their things that they've purchased when they were in Israel, some relics of the land. You know, one of the things that when Mark and I were talking about this night and just really talking about the Israel trip as a whole is one of the most powerful things that we find when we go on these trips is the stories that come back. There are powerful moments for people biblically. But the biblical things are always tied to some story. I was there and this person was teaching, or I was having this moment when this bird landed. I remember when we were there and we were at the Dominus Flavius, which is the teardrop church right across from, directly across the Kidron Valley from the Temple Mount. And Tasha's friend had said, my daughter loves turtles. Can you bring back a turtle from Israel? Can you bring back like just a little, like a wooden turtle, you know, like a little figure? And we were sitting there, and my wife put her hand down and looked over, and there was a turtle right next to her hand. And I mean, what are the chances? I mean, turtle wasn't on the guide for see what we're going to see in Israel. But it was just kind of one of those moments where, you know, I don't want to over-spiritualize it and go, well, God put the turtle there. But I also want to make sure that I do give glory to God, because God did put the turtle there. Turtle wasn't there on his own, and turtle didn't come into being on his own. God did that. And so there's these great little stories. So one of the questions that I would have is, do you have an Israel story? Do you have a story about going to the land of Israel and what it did in your heart and how it moved you and how you met people that you never would have met before? Last trip, I met people from Nebraska. I've never even been to Nebraska and got a chance to meet people. I met a cattle farmer. You know, I don't even know any cattle farmer. Well, now I do. You know, and so do you have an Israel story? And then the next question I would have, and it might guide your prayer life and it might guide your resolve to pray to God about what this means, is do you want one? Do you desire to have on the deepest level a story about your time in Israel? And again, I can be a testimony of the fact that God makes a way to get there, because I prayed about it for years. And I'm going to tell you what, I prayed about it for a year. I got a journal where I first wrote it down, and that journal is like 4.5, 5 years old from the day I went the first time. So that was 3 years ago. So 8 years ago, I was pondering and praying about going to Israel, and then just kind of said, God, when it's your time, because I can't afford to do it with all these crazy kids that we've got. So when it's your time and your will, that door will open. And it did. And so I would just say that never believe that God can't do it. Never believe that God can't do something, that God doesn't love you enough that he wouldn't want to make a way for you to be able to do something like this. This isn't because you deserve it. It isn't because he has to do it. It's because he gets great joy out of the things that bring you great joy, and he delights in you. The Bible tells us that. This isn't prosperity for prosperity's sake. This is God showering over his people that he delights in. So 6:30 to 8 p.m., Israel Night. It's going to be at the Community Evangelical Free Church at 102 West Riverbend Boulevard in Mahomet, Illinois. That's right there on Route 47 as you're heading out of town, heading south there. Mark's better at directions than I am. I just happen to know where it is because I work there.
Yeah. Or if you're coming in on 72.
North, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have, it'll be an interactive thing. We'll have pictures and slides and music, and we're going to have some snacks. And I just think it's going to be a great time to have people who desire to go, people who wish they could go. Maybe you want to get there and pray with some people who have gone about you going. I would love to see if some prayer could break out. Maybe you want to know who Jesus is pertaining to the land of Israel because you're sketchy on that. Just come on out. Let's have a great time of community where we wrap ourselves around Israel, where we talk about Israel, where we celebrate Israel, where we ponder what Israel looks like for each one of us individually, and where we just have a great time together, a good time in fellowship. And guaranteed, when you come out and you experience that fellowship, maybe on the Understanding Israel night, that's the same fellowship that exists on the trip. I mean, there's a deep sense of fellowship on the trip. I mean, everybody comes back as great friends who have grown together. Many of you who are listening right now, you went with me, and I see you all over the place. And you guys send birthday cards to my kids now, and we talk. And so, I mean, we develop friendships that far exceed just the trip. So you're not even just sowing into a trip. You're sowing into some lifelong relationships.
Yeah, and I was thinking about those people that might be praying, oh, Mark, I could never afford to go. I know of an example of somebody that's going to be on this November trip with us that's widowed, doesn't have any income, and yet through some circumstances and situations and got to help out in a couple different unique ways, has the resources, is able to go, and it's kind of like a lifelong dream of hers. And she thought she could never have ever gone on one of these trips. And then there's some people that's saying, oh, Mark, it's a lot of money, and I just couldn't spend that on myself. They have the resources, but they're thinking that's maybe a waste of their resources. And I always challenge those people, hey, this is an investment. This is an investment in your life, in your spiritual walk with the Lord, how you can rub off on others, whether you share in a Sunday school class or another setting about your experience and the life-changing moments you had on the trip. And so I always tell, and I tell young fathers, oh, we couldn't afford to go because, you know, we have to invest in our children. And I'm like, trust me, go on the trip. And then when you start recounting some of the things you've learned on the trip, or when you looked into the empty tomb and you can say to little Billy or Sally, I've been to where they laid Jesus's body, and you know what? He's no longer there. I sailed on the Sea of Galilee, that same body of water Jesus walked on. And they're able to describe the biblical story in such a way that for their children, it's no longer just a fable or a Bible story they learned. My daddy, my mommy were in the land where Jesus walked. And it becomes a reality because their dads or their moms have seen the locations where these biblical events took place. So as Jason has mentioned, pray about it. Maybe it's not this trip. Maybe you're a senior saint and you're thinking, well, I'm 93 now, and really, it's not practical. Hey, you're going to have the New Jerusalem, so that's going to be far better. But I would love to help host and have you under Jason's teaching and leadership for these 10 days. We pray together. We fellowship together. We worship together. We share life together, and it's a fantastic time. There's going to be a smaller group, I don't know, somewhere between probably 20 and 30. I know a number of people are still praying it up if this is the trip for them. Mm. But this is the last trip I'm planning until God reveals another one. So yeah. I don't have anything planned for 2015 at this point, but seems like when God moves, we'll move forward. But this is our last trip right now. It's the only trip we're doing in 2014, and we'd love to have you come out, and we'll share a little about it next Thursday, July 17th. And so I'll have some literature there, but the goal is really to help all of us understand Israel a little better, and that's why we're gathering on the 17th. So come join us 6:30 at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet.
Giveaways.
giveaways.
You have giveaways.
Oh, shoot. Okay, yeah, giveaways, and then we're going to jump into the Book of Acts. In fact, I think we're going to start doing this on Friday. You've been challenging me. I have all these books in the prize cabinet over there, and it's like I keep piling them up, and I was at Moody last week, and they gave me, a dozen or so books. And so I think on Fridays we'll still continue to pull out Voice Listener Radio surveys, and these have been collected over past Singing Men concerts, radio events, and you're saying, hey, wait, I want to fill out one, then just call Karen. She'll put one in the mail to you, or stop by maybe some area businesses where we have our Tootsie Pop displays, and we always have Voice of the Listener Radio surveys in those displays. But you can always call us, and we'll be happy to send you one. Our number is 217-367-7777. For our great Indiana listeners, it's 1-888-333-9466. Fill out a Voice Listener Radio survey, and who knows, maybe you can win. And so I'll see for a while, maybe we'll give away three of these each and every Friday. And so I pulled out already three with Jason here, and we have three books to give away. And I think we're also going to include our Daily Bread devotional. It's like a 90-day devotional.
Are the museum things, too? You're going to do the museum things?
No, I did that at the beginning. That was the first thing I did, the fifth caller.
Oh, did you?
So, yeah, Karen already has those people. She's already figured out.
You're already going to the museum. Never mind. Yeah, let's give away the books. Where was I during that? I was thinking about the end times.
Yeah.
So the first winner is, and I actually grabbed a copy of this out of the pile because I want to read it, R.A. Torrey's How to Pray. It's a Moody classic, and this is going to go to Janet Smith of, it looks like, Mahomet, Illinois.
Excellent. Thanks for filling
You're
out
supposed
that
to do that cheering snow. Thing you do. I thought you were going to get the thing where you had like that noise
I need to get
maker.
The bell. I need to get the bell to ring your bell, and then maybe, yeah,
noise
but
not
maker.
That thing you had. You had like the sleigh bells before,
yeah, I know.
And that
That's...
was weird. The second book, Pulling Back the Shades. This is going to go to Sharon Sizemore of Champaign, Illinois.
Oh, CJ's our Singing Men manager.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Sharon. And the last book is Tending the Soul, 90 Days of Spiritual Nourishment. This is going to be good. It's from different contributors, Sarah Groves, Margaret Feinberg, Janet Silvius. And that's going to go to Patty Flynn of Tolono, Illinois.
All right. Thanks for filling out those Voice of the Listener radio surveys. And again, if you're saying, hey, I want one of those surveys so I can maybe win a prize, just give our lovely Karen, our office manager extraordinaire, a call, 217-367-7777.
You got to hurry up, though, because in that cabinet there, you got VHS tapes, and those are slowly. Yeah. I don't even know if you can buy a – can you buy a VHS player anymore?
I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to find some
old-timers.
You can
buy a DVD player for like $20, so I don't know if you can buy those anymore.
Yeah.
You got some beta tapes in there, reel-to-reel?
Yeah, I got to start giving some of that stuff away, so – tune in on Fridays.
I opened it the one day. I saw you still had it. It has some stones in there with writing carved on them. That's stuff you could get rid of.
Yeah, it's time.
What are we doing? Oh, you got like this is classic Mark. What do we got, a minute and a half to talk about the Book of Acts?
Yeah, I think about two and a half, and so I don't know. Maybe pray us out of this transition.
Oh, yeah,
time.
Now you want me to pray. So yeah. We'll pray, and then we'll thank you for listening. Okay, done. Lord, we thank you for your book, the Bible. We thank you for the revelation that it is to us, that it is infallible, that it cures the ills that we have in our sinful nature, our fallen natures, and our wicked hearts, that through it and through Christ's righteousness, which has been given to us through your Holy Spirit, which helps us to read it in a way that somebody who doesn't know you wouldn't read it, that we glean things not only about you, but also about ourselves in relationship to you. Lord, I thank you that I can read in it that you have great joy to reveal yourself to people, that you delight in us, and that you want nothing more than for us to know who you are, to bring glory to you, and to worship you. And so, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for just the ability to open it and to teach it, to touch it, to be able to hear from it. Lord, I pray that it is a blessing to many as it is to me today. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So we'll just go short. We're in Acts chapter 10. If you remember, Peter had just received that vision. The sheet kind of came down, and inside the sheet was bacon. and pork chops and all the things that he wasn't allowed to eat before prior to because of the law. And God says, kill Peter, eat. We know you're hungry because you're waiting for lunch to be made. And Peter says, no, Lord, you don't realize that I'm pious and religious and I would never do those things. And the Lord said, actually, I just told you to eat. Why don't you do it? And consistent with Peter's character, this goes on three times. So three times. So we know that while Peter is a new creation and while Christ has done a great work in his heart, he gets up and he preaches a sermon in Acts 2, which I think is one of the greatest sermons in the Bible. He's still, some old Peter is still there. Some of this three-time Peter is still hanging around. But it says now in verse 17, and while Peter was inwardly perplexed, so there was something inwardly that he was perplexed about that he wasn't willing to outwardly talk about, because that happens to all of us, right? That happens to all of us, where we don't let people see what's really going on inside of our hearts because we're too proud to allow them that window in there. Behold, the men who were sent by Cornelius, having made inquiry for Simon's house, stood at the gate. So these guys come as they've been commanded to. These guys are obedient. They come to the gate of the Simon the Tanner's house, and they begin knocking on the gate. Peter! Is Peter in there? Doing exactly what God told them to do. These men obviously are not inwardly perplexed. They are outwardly obedient, doing exactly what God has commanded them to do. And they called out to ask whether Simon, who was called Peter, was lodging there. Listen to this. And while Peter was pondering the vision, so Peter is still pondering. He's still going, well, I just don't know. I mean, theologically, let me think about this. I mean, you know, we've always done it this way. I wonder. While Peter was still pondering this vision, the Spirit said to him, so look at, the Spirit has to intercede because Peter is stuck in his own, still in his own religiosity, still grabbing a hold of and hanging on to these traditions when God has said, wait a second, I have commanded you to do something. And also Peter, if he just would have thought about this, God proclaims the gospel which will be spread to the Gentiles, which will move towards them. He proclaims that to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. And so he says, behold, three men are looking for you. Rise and go down and accompany them without hesitation. Now, why does the Spirit have to say without hesitation? Because Peter keeps hesitating. He's inwardly perplexed. He probably made it just off the roof, and now he's down sitting in a chair going, oh, I just wonder about the sheet and these pork chops and the bacon. I mean, what am I going to do? I'm just pondering this. And the Spirit says, no, you need to go, and you need to go without hesitation. For I have sent them. Look at, he's saying, I have commanded you, I have told you, I have done this. Now get up and move. Just do something. Some of us are asking God to do something, asking God to give us guidance, asking God to lead us in our lives, but we're standing in one place and not moving. You know, how does God course correct a rock? I mean, you got to get up and you got to move. And as you're moving, asking God, is this the right way? God, what would you have me do in this moment? God, I'm going to take another step. What is it that you would like me to do? Help me, God, in this moment. And he will do that. It makes me think of Exodus when the Israelites and Moses are standing on the edge of the water of the Red Sea. And Moses said, stand still, stand firm. God is going to take care of us. And what does it say almost right after the next verse? God goes, what are you doing? Move. Tell them to move. Because what do? We stop and we stand still and we wonder. And you know what? 9 times out of 10, or a lot of times, it is fear and it is frustration and it is anxiety which freezes us and causes us to become frozen in a moment. And God says, no, move. Because if you're moving with me, then you might take smaller steps. You might take baby steps, but you're still taking steps of faith with me.
And wasn't it as they stepped into the water that the waters parted? I don't know exactly. But I know they sent the musicians or somebody, the priests, forward. And it seems like as they move forward, then the waters parted. So almost that step of faith into the unknown, and God of the miraculous shows up.
Yeah, trusting that God can do what God says he's going to do and what God has always said. I mean, if Peter had remembered the sweep of Scripture, the whole of Scripture, this gets back to my desire that we ought to read the Bible. Because if Peter had remembered, he would have gone, naturally, God is going to do this. This is exactly what God has promised he was going to do. But subtly and somehow, the Old Testament sacrificial system had overwhelmed Peter to where he had gotten so stuck in tradition and forgot why. Oftentimes we begin to worship the Bible and not the God who wrote the Bible. You know, in the words of this inerrant, infallible, and all-powerful, all-existent, transcendent, yet imminent, right here with us in this moment, God, who commands us to do always what is best for us. God wouldn't tell Peter to do something that would have him not bring glory to God. God tells him to do something that's going to bring even greater glory to God, and we see that as we move forward. And so I would just say, if you're stuck, if you're standing still, if you're saying, God, should I move? God is saying, yes, move. But do so quietly, tenuously, baby steps. Get some other people around who are faithful, obedient. Listen for God. Listen for the Holy Spirit. And don't get frozen. Don't become those frozen chosen. Instead, move. Because you can. And I tell you what, when you begin to move, you're going to blow up that sense of being inwardly perplexed, that need to ponder what God has already figured out.
And we hope you can figure out how to join us this coming Thursday, July 17th,
wow,
at the Community Evangelical
Another
Free
one.
Church, 6:30. You're all welcome, because we'll allow God to move through that gathering. It's going to be a night to understand Israel better, understand the culture, the people, the customs, the traditions, how we can better read our Bible, knowing some of these Hebrew idioms and some of the historical background, so we can ascertain or understand or take in God's Word and the conviction of the Holy Spirit as He breathes new lives into maybe passages we've read many times before. So that's Thursday night, July 17th at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Muhammad. And I should point out, Jason, in just a few minutes, we're preempting a little SRN news, but after the top of the hour at 8 p.m. on WGNJ, Front Page Jerusalem airs. And so you can get an insider's view of what's happening in Israel, some of the updates and the news stories of the day. And it's a special, unique program. It's a half-hour program called Front Page Jerusalem, heard at 8 p.m. on WGNJ on Friday nights and also Saturday mornings on WGNN. That's a special, unique program called Front Page Jerusalem. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.